To really get the full effect of Rauner's rhetoric, you have to hear it for yourself.
Today, we end the spring session of the General Assembly in stunning failure.
Rauner continued in this vein for a while, then moved on to talk about the state budget. He said it was essential to give stability and confidence to teachers, school children, and the recipients of government services.
We have got to have stability. These services must be continued to be provided. They cannot be held hostage for this unbalanced budget that will force a massive tax hike on the people of Illinois next winter.
Listen to the word the governor repeats here.
We can't hold our schools hostage for this massive tax hike. We can't hold our government services hostage for this massive tax hike.
And just who in Rauner's formulation is holding the state of Illinois hostage to a partisan wish list?
President Cullerton was candid on Friday that they've been holding up operations funding to put pressure on our administration. They want pressure in our correction system. They want pressure in our healthcare system. They want pressure on our university system. That is wrong. It's not fair. We can't allow it.
Democrats have long argued that it's Rauner who's holding the state hostage to his partisan agenda. And, in fact, his attempt to flip the script is a complete reversal for the private equity investor turned politician. You see, back before he was officially a candidate in 2012, Rauner was part of a panel discussion at an event sponsored by the George W. Bush Institute. Back then, he outlined a strategy for holding up the state budget, holding it hostage, Rauner might say now, in order to create pressure on the other party. Rauner explained that Illinois has a long tradition of what he called social justice spending.
And what's interesting, I think there's a wedge issue here. We cannot afford, we will crush our economy if we try to spend money on both high-cost, inefficient, bureaucratic, heavily unionized government and a social safety net to help the disadvantaged, the weak, and the poor, which many of us would like to be able to do. We can't afford both.
Rauner then explained that this wedge issue would drive or pressure Democrats to turn their backs on their traditional allies in organized labor, like SEIU and AFSCME, in order to provide relief to the disadvantaged, the weak, and the poor.
We have to make a choice. I think we can drive a wedge issue on in the Democratic Party on that topic and bring the folks to say, you know what, for our tax dollars, I'd rather help the disadvantaged, the handicapped, the elderly, the children in poverty. I'd rather have my tax dollars going to that than the SEIU or AFSCME, who are out there for their own interests.
This is what is at the heart of the so-called budget impasse in Illinois. Rauner has refused to say what spending cuts and tax increases he would support in order to balance the budget. He says he'll only get into those details after Democrats adopt his partisan agenda to weaken organized labor and tilt other laws toward capital and away from workers, as with workers' compensation and lawsuits. So why did candidate Bruce Rauner go from his 2012 notion of driving a wedge issue in the Democratic Party by using social service spending to his argument this week that it's Democrats who are holding the state, quote, hostage?
Well, the governor's trying to tell a story because the story is how people learn. And this is what he wants people, the general public, voters, to understand about what's going on, because most people don't pay attention to the legislative process. It's a complicated mess. So they don't understand. They're not watching. The media doesn't cover it that well, except for you guys, of course.
Chris Mooney is a political scientist and director of the Institute of Government and Public Affairs at the University of Illinois. He says Rauner's particular phrasing is worth paying attention to.
The language that he uses is very evocative, right? They're holding the state hostage. That's very violent and scary. And he's going to be presumably the person that's going to free the hostages, I guess. And if you were like me and were around when we had the hostages in Iran, as I know Bruce Rauner was, the word hostages means a lot.
I have long been intrigued by the governor's disciplined and particular use of language, so I also called up Chicago communications guru Tom Serafin. He's a former State House reporter and a longtime political observer. Serafin says the Democrats made an unforced error at the end of session.
With a veto-proof majority in both houses, I was certain that a budget would be handed to the governor to deal with.
Without that, Serafin says, a ninth-inning twist of fate lets Rauner come out on top.
And now he's campaigning, legitimately, that the majorities in both houses of government were unable to come to an agreement on a budget while the state is sinking. And he's legitimately got a pretty good beef right now.
And with another endless summer of continuous session on the horizon, Rauner is sure to continue riding herd on that beef. I'm Brian Mackey.